The court said a new law enacted in 2021 invalidates the claims by two local organizations that sued the school, arguing that adding more student housing to downtown Berkeley would add to noise pollution. Those organizations are Make UC a Good Neighbor and the People's Park Historic District Advocacy Group. Lisa Teague is a longtime park neighbor and organizer. She said the mood was a little somber as she joined about 40 other park supporters on Telegraph Avenue at the Berkeley Chess Club to listen to the court ruling come down.
Resignation, you know, I mean, it feels a little heavier now. It was clear during oral argument in April that that, you know, that this is where it was going to go. And, you know, it had been clear since AB 1307 was passed.
Under AB 1307, noise from residents in a housing development does not have a significant impact on the environment under the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA. The law also exempts public colleges and universities from proposing alternative sites to a housing plan if they meet certain criteria. For example, if the proposed site is no more than 5 acres in an urban setting, People's Park is just under 3 acres. But Teague also said the fight for People's Park is not over.
To be clear, that does not mean that we will not defend the park by any means necessary. I do want to be real clear on that. We will continue to protest. We will continue to attempt to obstruct this project.
In an emailed statement from UC Berkeley, spokesperson Kyle Gibson said that now that all the legal hurdles are cleared, the campus wants to resume construction on its proposed $312 million housing complex, which will house 1,100 students. The project also includes supportive housing and a revitalized public park space. Harvey Smith is president of the People's Park Historic District Advocacy Group. He said today's ruling diminishes the impact of CEQA.
If UC does not have to discuss alternative sites when it does a project, what does the California Environmental Quality Act really mean then? It basically gives UC a blank check to do anything, and the public will not be able to give input.
Smith also questioned the fairness of the California Supreme Court ruling. He said the university has outsized influence in Berkeley.
Berkeley has become somewhat of a company town. You know, UC, you know, makes its own rules, does what it wants, and you know, we just have to live with it. And you know, that's not what we expect, you know, either from our local elected officials, from our state elected officials, or from UC. So we expect more, and we should get more.
The university plans to share updates on its website as it finalizes plans in the coming weeks. People's Park was founded in 1969 as part of the era's radical activism. It served as a gathering place for free meals, mutual aid, community gardening, and art projects. I'm Zen Iqbal, reporting for KPFA.